The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, we're stating Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's January the 2nd, 7:06 in the morning. You know what? I hope everybody is back, and I hope everybody had a great, safe, happy New Year. Yes, you're hearing a little whining in the background. No, that's not Savannah because she had to come back. No, that's Captain Smith in our Haven Humane Puppies. We'll get to you in just a second, O'Hare.
I don't know. We may have to take it right now.
Anyway, hey, good morning, everybody. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're starting a new year, 2015, and I'd just like to say happy anniversary to my beautiful bride.
Yes.
We were married 7 years. It just seems like 7 days sometimes. 7 years yesterday.
Yeah.
And I love you, and thank you for marrying me.
Thank you for marrying me. It's been good. It's a lot of teamwork.
A lot of teamwork.
And then starting a business from scratch after being married 1 year. So, you know, we work every day together. So it's like for some couples, you think they get up and they go off to their other, each one has a job. And so when we're together all the time, it's like we've been married really for a long time.
It has been. Sometimes doubles. Good morning, Savannah. Savannah's back, and she's looking really cute today. She's wearing her military mufti.
What did you say? It kind of looks like that, doesn't it?
Kind of.
It's warm.
I didn't expect it.
Well, you just came back from South Dakota, and
what is it there?
Oh, it was in the negatives.
In the
negative 15. When I left. Yeah.
Well, now we were in a place that the last couple of nights it was down to like 5 or 6. Up in the mountains, and on New Year's Eve, on the night before. Oh,
I like cold.
What's the weather look like? It's going to be here now, at the beginning of the year.
Well, it's currently 29 degrees, and looks like we're going to have a morning frost. When you're poking out the window, with temperatures around 53. Our highs today, mostly clear tonight, with temperatures around 36. As we go through the week, we have temperatures.
Those groaning sounds
sunny
around
56 on Saturday, and Saturday night partly cloudy. We'll get more with the temperature and the week forecast. But right now, a beautiful clear morning. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
There you go.
Excited about so many things that coming into the new year. It is 2015, and just the idea of that. So we came back yesterday and we said, God, my God, we're going to be here at work on Friday. And Savannah, I'm so glad you're here. And always the Friday morning, we always do our pet of the week.
And today with us, Captain Smith.
Hello.
Because Spencer is probably on vacation.
Yes, he's taking a few days off.
And that little sound we've been hearing is?
This is O'Hara, and she's a little girl. She's a little pit bull border collie. Her mom's a border collie, and we're not sure what dad is, but she's kind of got a little pity look, so she likes to talk a lot, though.
Yeah, she's boisterous.
Her little friend Scotty here.
Little brother.
How old are these guys?
These are 6 weeks old.
Oh,
they are
Scotty
just adorable.
Is just a sweet little man. He never says a word, but O'Hara has to get the last word in every time.
I was holding O'Hara, and she was like, I have a puppy spit on my face now.
Yeah.
And her tail's wagging, but then she just, I would have held her, except she just started talking.
She just started talking. And wants to go ahead and...
little rambunctious thing. She's cute.
Yeah, she's very cute. And they're very well marked, if you notice.
Yeah,
they're really, really cute
they're
markings.
They're very pretty.
And they're really good puppies. When you put them down on the ground, they're just happy as little larks and want to go. Right now, they're just kind of wondering what the heck we're doing here. But
they're not litter mates.
Yes, they are litter mates. They are litter mates. We have three others.
They are just beautifully marked and adorable.
Shaped.
Their mother,
little pink faces.
Their mother is the sweetest dog and so well behaved, and she just, that's what makes them extra special pups, because they've got a good mom who's raising them right, and so we're really happy about that. Mm. Hey, I just wanted to tell you, we are having a special at Haven this month in January for neutering male cats and dogs. It's a $20 for the procedure. There you go.
We talk about it every day.
And we're so excited about it because we've gotten a lot of people coming in. So that means more dogs getting altered. And it's only $20, but you do have to come into Haven and make an appointment.
Right. Mm-hmm. And give a call at 241-6158 to find out more about it.
Absolutely.
But you still have to come in. But for $20, you can have your brand new puppies or cats, kitties, neutered for
absolutely
$20 during this month. And these two dogs,
oh
these
my
two
gosh
puppies.
Oh, you would want to adopt
Scotty
them both together,
you know,
I would
what
think. You
Scotty, would... I would take Scotty in a second.
Isn't there he adorable? I mean, yes, he's actually the more kickback of the two. This one's into things more, little O'Hare here.
Yeah, but that's okay. Being an inquisitive dog makes him smart.
Absolutely. She's very smart. And so I like them. They're both good. They've got three other littermates that are also available. And they've got striking markings like these guys. So come on down and get yourself a pup. We need to get them in some homes.
All right. Okay, so let's find out. What time do you open today?
We open at 8:30, and we're open till 5 o'clock.
Okay.
And we're open tomorrow as well. So
and the phone number again?
It's 241-1653.
You know what's really cute about these dogs, and here you go, is that, you know, you bring in Pet of the Week, and this time you have two puppies. That's the first time. No, I think there's one time Spencer brought in the mother and two pups.
Yes,
and
yes,
that was really cool. And they
yes
were little. We came close then too. We have one. We've been recently just been saying we may think about not maybe this next year getting her a playmate. It's just you've got to be around when these dogs. You got to make sure that you.
Look at him.
He's so falling asleep.
Okay. What I was trying to do was trying to get my camera fixed here. So here I go.
There we go.
Oh. Anyway, thank you so much, Captain
you
Smith,
welcome
for all that you do. How has the holiday season been? Have you been successful in your adoption rates?
We have actually been doing very, very well. In November and December, which is kind of the holiday time, we've done over 200 and 50.
You have to move O'Hare. She's taking Scotty's
photo. She's in his
flight. Falling asleep in
bed. Oh, gotcha.
There we go. Okay.
There you go.
Oh, why not? He's just, you know, she's just.
Yeah, he wants to take a nap now. It's been a busy morning already. Thank you guys so
thank
much
you
for
much,
having
Captain
us.
Smith. We love it. Pet
everybody,
of the week. Haven Humane. Go support Haven Humane. And if you want to adopt a couple darling puppies, I think, that, you know, if we'd had to do it again, we would have adopted two at once. We talked about doing it. But thank you so much. Have a happy new year.
Good morning again, everybody. And a lot of things
happening.
Always
got to cover that.
We do. You know what? The other thing, too, is starting in 2015. Savannah, tell us about what you're going to be doing this year.
Well, the first thing I'm doing is going to Indonesia.
That's right.
So that's a good way to start the year.
When are you doing that?
March. Into March.
So okay.
What airline are you flying on?
That's a great question. But I know where you're going with this.
Well, you know what? It's AirAsia. This is the only accident AirAsia has ever had. So, you know, but there's other, you know, you might want to see if you're flying on like Delta or something like that.
Listen, I flew all over the place when it came to Asia and different airlines from, you know, outside of Hong Kong into Thailand all the time. So, you know, and I know you have faith. And so you know that when it's your time, it's going to be your time, and you really have no control of when that is. So just be happy in the moment.
I just don't want it to be the person that's across the aisle from me be his time.
Or my pilot's
time. Because it's one thing for the pilot to be his time.
Never know.
But why does it have to be your time, too?
Well, somebody could be having have a heart attack in the car in front of you, and you're walking down the street, and they hit you. They drive off the curb. So you just have to look at life as...
Let's take a little bit more of a brighter outlook toward this year. Is that, why are you going to Indonesia?
Well, it is my third year of Bethel School, and this is our final mission trip.
Your final mission trip. Mm-hmm. You're going to be there for?
2 weeks.
And you're going to do?
We're just going to be on the ground in the huts that are above the water.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to be hanging out with them and... loving on them, I guess.
Spreading
wow
spreading
the
word.
Poorest people in the world. So we're just going to
Well, this is this going to be a little bit tougher than being in Switzerland last year and having to eat all that chocolate?
Yeah. Are you going to have to do shots?
She came back, her face had broken out.
I'm just wondering what the protocol is with the inoculations.
Yeah, I know there's some shots that we need to do, but I'm not quite sure yet.
And am I going to have to do them pretty soon here?
Yep.
So they're in your system before, it's not a week before. Curious, let us know. I'm curious to know
what
happens.
We're going to talk to you more about it. Maybe you can bring in your team leader or something. Ooh. We can talk about what are you all going to be doing in Indonesia.
That's great.
Bethel sends out a number of teams all throughout the world. Mm-hmm. All right, here we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Happy New Year. I hope your new year's starting off really well. Ours is. And we're going to have a lot of things happening this year. And Doug Lamoff is going to start off the year by being on here at 8 o'clock. And we'll be right back.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Putting your feet up should be a luxury, not a necessity. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can keep you stuck inside with your feet up when you could be out tackling those New Year's resolutions and chasing the snow. You may have venous insufficiency, causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. Don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long, unless you're snuggled up in front of the fire. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are the vein and vascular treatment experts of the North State, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely and effectively treating varicose veins for over a decade. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can enjoy a new season of looking and feeling your best.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
And call it a New Year.
Oh, good. Welcome back to Casey and our 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning.
And Happy New Year.
January 2nd.
Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Our firearms dealer of choice, whether it is pistols or long guns, they've got them there. They've got them on sale. And John Bastiani and his staff have it all. They've got ammo. They have guns. They have it all. And it's at fair prices. And good people working there. You never feel like somebody's, you know, sometimes you can go into a gun shop and you deal with people. They don't know who you are, but they're very condescending. You know, they've got their big guns on their hips and all that. And, you know, sometimes they can be like that, but it's not like that at Bastiani Arms. Everybody there is extremely friendly. Give them a call at 222-8222, Bastiani Arms. Start 2015 off with buying yourself and expressing your love of the Second Amendment by a gun. Savannah,
yes, you took a trip. You went back to see one of your parents in South Dakota.
I went to visit my mom and all my siblings, my nieces and nephews. They're all in Sioux Falls.
Okay, so tell us about your travel experience.
Well, yesterday it took me probably about 17 hours to get home. So I drove from Sioux Falls to Minneapolis, which is about 4.5 hours. Hopped on a plane to Phoenix, Phoenix to San Francisco, which was about 6 hours of travel, and then drove San Francisco to Redding.
Is that where you left your car?
We rented a car. So five of us hopped in the car.
Five of you went to South Dakota?
No.
Just all of you met back in San Francisco?
I had a lot of friends who were coming back on this date, too.
Okay.
And so we just decided, let's rent a car. Let's make it easy.
And you all met at San Francisco Airport?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
All your flights got in around the same time?
Yeah, they did.
Really?
You know what? That never works.
I flew U.S. Airways, and it was great.
You know what? That never works, but it did, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, speaking of airlines, one of our chat room has a show talked about SkyWest. 50-seat jets are going to be flying now into Redding. And that's going to make it more reliable. They can get over the weather. They can
San Francisco, L.A.
Yeah, and all that kind of stuff. Well, they're not going to do L.A., not yet, but San Francisco. If they fly out of San Francisco, at least we know they'll probably get here because you don't have to get turned around for weather and it'll be on time and take more people. It's a great thing. Thanks a lot, Onion Grower. And speaking of Chat Pack, next Tuesday at 9:30, we have Chat Pack breakfast. But it's not just for Chat Pack. It can be for our listeners. We're going to be at Country Kitchen at 9:30. And if you all want to come by and just sit down and have breakfast with us and talk, and we're going to invite a couple of people that have been guests here. Maybe we can see if we can get a couple of our law enforcement guys come with us, have breakfast that in the morning. And we can all, as we do every time, is just sit back and chat. We haven't done it in a while, but I think it's time. We'll get just relax and talk about what's going to happen this year. Okay, and speaking of that, Bono from U2 may never play the guitar again.
Why did he say that?
He came out, and it appears that in November he was bicycling in Central Park in New York and had a bad crash.
Ooh.
Fractured face. They had to put a titanium screw into his elbow. Numerous other injuries, and that he may not be able to ever play the guitar again.
Well, maybe not to the extent. But, you know, it's interesting. You know, there's a whole Zen approach to music, in my opinion, because I know what it was when I've lost my voice a few times, is that you, like, I continued on with my voice lessons, and I had a teacher that thought in those terms. So I'm sure he'll be playing guitar, but he'll be playing it in his mind. He still can create. He still can talk about the chords. He'll hear it. He'll be able to have somebody else play it. And he may have maybe never play it the same, but he'll be able to still he'll always take that with him wherever he goes. So, yeah. And it's kind of an interesting thing. It's almost like an athlete that never says he'll play basketball again. But, you know, it's amazing what the human spirit and the determination can do. So I always think in terms of that.
You want to talk about the very first baby born in Redding? Why it's a special baby?
On January 1st.
On January 1st.
Why?
Waiting. Christopher Hale was born to Tasha and Zach Hale. And why is this special? Besides it being the first baby of 2015, Zach is a Marine.
Oh.
And he's currently deployed overseas. And was on the phone while mom was giving birth and helping the coach.
Oh, did he FaceTime it?
No, I don't know. Just on the phone. But here's the thing. This is what people don't think about. That 1% that are out there serving this country in the military is, while everybody else is sitting there and getting fat at Christmas and drunk on New Year's, these kids, these men and women, these adults that are on those walls are out there 365 days a year. And there is no Christmas. There is no New Year's. There's no Thanksgiving. There's no birthdays. There's no wedding anniversaries. There's none of that. They're deployed. They're deployed in combat. And you don't think about it. But I am, you know, I'm thinking about it because this is a special baby. This is a Marine baby. And, you know, a Marine family baby. And they had it here in Redding while he was deployed. Now, I don't know if Zach's in combat. He could be someplace else, but he's still deployed. He's still away for Christmas, New Year's, for the birth of his child. And these are the things you need to think about. And I'm going to write this on my website today, on my blog, that we I ask people to think about the warriors while they're out there at Christmas. But this is another part, too, is that he was not there for the birth of his child. And he was not there, and he may not be there for his first birthday. He may not be there for Luke's christening or Luke's first steps, in fact. He is out defending our country. He is deployed. He is doing what he signed up to do. He put his name on the line, and Uncle Sam is cashing that right now. He's got them out deployed, far away. And so the best he could get is he will get some photos. He was able to talk to his wife, which was good. So, you know, perhaps that he is someplace where they could bring him back and that he could talk on the phone. Anyway, she had the baby on. She started on New Year's Eve, didn't make it. She made it into 2015. So you lost that little tax deduction for this year, but that's okay, Marine. Anyway, we're really proud of Luke, little Luke, who was born, but also Natasha and Zach Hale. Big shout out to them.
Great way to start the new year with a story like that.
It's absolutely great. I love it.
Send our prayers to him and his family.
Of course. Hey,
I have a funny story.
Okay.
Okay. And if you're watching the news this morning, you may have seen it. The holiday season has been a time for Art and Betty Lampett to take care of unfinished business from 1963. After a dry spell, a gentle rain settled into the Peoria, Illinois area, and Art was 24 years old, real estate agent, coming back from a showing, driving on a bald tire in a 63 T-Bird, and his car hydroplaned on a curve into an oncoming semi. It was a horrible accident, and his left arm was severely bleeding from what appeared to be surface wounds. The doctor pulled out close to 50 pieces of glass embedded into the skin of his left arm. He had 5 broken ribs and his hips severely broken.
This is a happy story. You started off by saying this is a happy story.
It is.
Right?
Wait a minute.
All right.
But he had to also have a trachea to help him breathe easier.
Mm-hmm.
Because of all the blood, it was assumed that glass cuts in the hip injury were so severe, doctors failed to notice a metal rod. The T-Bird's turn signal was embedded in Art's left forearm. 15 years ago. Moving on to the story, he didn't find it until recently. He went through a metal detector in one of the county courthouses. And he kept saying, why is the metal detector going off? He couldn't figure it out.
The turn signal was stuck
in his arm.
When they sewed him up, they sewed that in there.
So, you know, this is not unusual. I mean, doctors do the best that they can.
They've got a photo of it, and it's been in this man's arm for how many years? 27 years?
Yeah, it's in early December. The arm started to pose a problem after Art carried a cement block. After filling a little plane, days later, he started to notice a perfusion.
Protrusion.
Sorry, my glasses aren't – I'm down, not down there as close as I should be. So he was referred to a specialist. The Dr. Lang removed the 7-inch rod.
He said a 7-inch rod.
Yep.
Let me see a photo of that guy. I mean, they have that photo up at the top,
it's
right?
Almost got all the chrome off of it.
So he's got chrome in his body, too.
Yeah.
Going up to the top, was that a photo of this guy?
Yeah, he's
because he is.
He was 63 when he had that happen. He's not a spring chicken now. I mean, obviously.
No, but he doesn't look like he's, it's not like he's like 800 pounds and you wouldn't have noticed a metal rod in your arm. But, it must have gone in there. It must have laid up against his bone so well from that after that wreck that you wouldn't have seen it. He didn't even feel it.
The doctor thought it could have been a surgical instrument forgotten and sewed it up inside his arm. But because it didn't bother Art, the doctor said to leave it alone.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, moving around a cement block and notice this thing popping out of your arm.
Okay, now Marines and soldiers and Air Force, anybody that's been wounded in shrapnel, works its way around your body and a lot of times, and it comes out in different places than it went in. And one of my men's coming in and says, sir, I've got a, he says, something. He says this, you know, shrapnel's working itself out. I just see him down the sick bay. Well, it was coming out of his knee. It's an interesting thing. Some of my guys were carrying around these little pill vials with the shrapnel that they'd been dragging out of them for 10 years. It's really interesting. Hey, we got to take a quick break. Carl in the bot. It's Happy New Year. Let's have a good day today. We're going to have Congressman Lamoff is going to be on 8 o'clock. Just talk about what's going to happen with Congress this year. What do you think is going to happen in the Senate and just what else that President Obama is going to do with his mighty pen. And then some other things that we want to talk about here for the next few minutes. We'll be right back. Carl in the bot. KCNR 1460. I hope you're having a great new year, even though it's the 2nd of January. I hope you're having a really great new year. We want to talk a little bit about football when we get back.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSense. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS, and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Nate Abarea here with Dr. Sam Carino from Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, what do you say to the theory that chiropractors just crack your bones and that chiropractic adjustments are merely a quick fix?
I'd say that's completely false. The primary goal of adjustments is to relieve the pain and restore function in your body. Adjustments improve areas of reduced movement in the joints and surrounding tissues. The cracking sound you sometimes hear is actually caused by a slight opening of the joint space and the release of gas within that space.
Doc, what about the fear that many people have that chiropractic care is just too expensive?
Studies have shown that chiropractic care is actually more cost-effective than traditional medicine. When compared to most visits to the doctor's office, chiropractic care is not only less expensive, but it can offer a natural and healthy alternative.
So how can folks reach you, Dr. Carino?
Give Shasta Spine Specialist a call at 243-2300, 243-2300, or check us out online at ShastaSpine.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bond. Good morning. Happy New Year. How is everybody doing? Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Leonard is still making great deals on any type of jewelry you could possibly imagine. They're at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. The man has... He has this just innate ability to find that right present, help you find that right present. And, okay, you say Christmas is over. You say New Year's is over. Ah, but here comes Valentine's Day.
Hey, listen, I took my mom's watch, and I love this. I got a call from Leonard, by the way. He said that Trish and Ted did a great show. It was nice. I got this
I've
call.
I've got this from
That's
somebody
your mom's
else?
Watch, Vix.
Yeah, something like this, too. From
it's my grandmother's. My grandmother's watch. My mom was wearing, but she, you know, the timepiece went, you know, of course, got funky after years, as well as the clasp. So he fixed the clasp. It's all ready. Can't wait to give it back to my mom so she can start wearing it again.
There you go.
How cool is that?
Yeah. So other people, this is how they started off their New Year's. I was at the gun range all afternoon. Golf balls are challenging handgun targets. And I got a PM here says, you want to listen to the show all in our archives. Well, we're going to find out about that because that should have been taken care of earlier this week. So as soon as I get off the show today, I'm calling webmasters and producers and asking them how they managed to fix that. Anyway, let's talk about a bowl game right now.
A ball game?
Bowl game. The bowl,
bowl
game. The bowl games. Well, they were ball games, too. Start off with the Rose Bowl. Oregon Ducks. Quack, quack.
Ducks down.
Against the Florida Seminoles. Florida State Seminoles. The number 3 and 4 teams were playing. Or number 2 and 3 teams, I'm sorry, playing.
But this was history-making yesterday.
Well,
because
this is
the first
this
time
they the first time that, yeah, you're right, that they're having the playoffs.
They were doing for 2 games in a day.
And they were for the playoffs, and the winners of each of these playoff games are going to play for the national championship a week from Monday on January the 12th down in Texas. The thing is that Oregon and Florida State, the two Heisman Trophy winners, the one from this year and the one from last year, facing off. And in the first half, it was reasonably. I think it was close. They were behind by 6 points. In the second half, Florida State came apart at the seams. I mean, they couldn't do anything right, and Oregon is just a – I mean, you talk about a powerhouse. The average – and I say I don't follow football that much, and I don't. I only watch a few games a year, you know, kind of like in the playoffs. Everything else up to then is just kind of like, okay, fine. But this one is – this Oregon offense – every 12 or 13 seconds, they're having a play. And if you're not ready for that, if you're not in great physical condition, if your people aren't being able to be circulate in and out of there quick, they are going to run all over you. And it ends up being 59 to 20? 59 to 20. And it wasn't even that close. But the kid that's playing quarterback for Oregon, the Heisman Trophy winner, he was very gracious. The young man playing quarterback for Florida, he says, he has never lost a game in college. This kid has never lost a game he started in college. And he said, really losing is not in my vocabulary. He says, but they just, they just took it to us. But it was afterwards. It was after the game you think to yourself, there's no call for this.
There was what happened, what we saw from our television set after the game, I thought really showed bad sportsmanship. I just believe whether you lose or you win the game, especially if you lose the game, where you show your dignity and your pride is when you stay on the field and you congratulate the other person.
The other team.
And the other team left. Okay, now the quarterback did not. He shook hands.
There were some players, but the most of the team.
As he should as the leader, right. Shame on you, Florida State, for allowing your players, your college young men, to leave the field without congratulating the other team.
At least shaking hands. Now, and then you go over to
the
other side.
That's the outrage for me.
Well, and then you go to the other side. And as you know, the quarterback of Florida State had been accused of sexual assault. And was found there's no charges or anything like that. There had been his investigation. Well, some of the Oregon State players in their celebration in the Seminole chant is something like that. And the Oregon State players are saying no means no. And a direct slap at that of the quarterback over at Florida State. That was uncalled for, too. I mean, but
no, we didn't know about that. We didn't see that. That was later on in the news.
But here's the thing is, I've got 18 and 19-year-old kids. It wasn't all of the Florida State kids doing this. There was some of them. But it was most of the Florida State kids that were doing it. And, both sides need to be talked to. And the fact that Coach Oregon State says, hey, we're going to have team punishment for these guys. Let's go to the phones.
Good morning, Coach Bob. Okay, weighing
Happy
in on
New
this.
Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay. Hey, I too was extremely disappointed. You know, I'm a firm believer that absolutely everything that goes wrong in a company or a team or anything else where there's a collective group of people starts at the top.
Yep.
And I have always, in my career, I have always taken the blame. When an employee does something that's screwed up, it's on me because I haven't done the preparatory work, whatever was necessary to make sure that didn't happen. And Nick Saban should be horribly embarrassed by what happened underneath him on the field with most of the team leaving like that. It's one thing to get your bottom handed to you, and they did. They just got whooped, and that's the way it goes. You still go across, and you do the obligatory thing, say, hey, you know, go on and kick some tail when you get to Arlington or wherever it is in Texas. Mm. Win it for the rest of us. You deserve it. You know, that's all you have to say. Mm. There isn't much more you can say.
Yeah, you know, one of the things about the Army-Navy game is, and there's more, and there's a lot of tradition there, of course, and there's also a bunch of, you know, and it's a military, there's a military schools, but after the game, after the Army-Navy game, and Navy's beat them like 12 years in a row or 13 years in a row.
Yeah, that's right.
They
suffer every year.
I kind of like it because there's Marines on that team. Anyway, go Marines. They get together afterwards and they stand there and they sing each other's alma mater. And, you know, they give honor to the other team. Now, you don't have to go that far, but I agree, Coach Bob and Linda. You know, going out there, shaking hands and saying, hey, good game. You know, that's part of learning to, you don't have to like it. You don't have to accept it, but you have to accept it. You don't have to like it. You don't have to say, this is my whole life. No, it's not. The fact is I lost a football game here. There's nobody dead on the field. Shake hands, get over it, and go on to the next spot.
That's exactly correct, and I understand from a competitive point of view, having done this so many years with softball, I understand completely. When you're not used to losing, it's a bitter, bitter, bitter pill, and it's a big pill to choke down, but tough.
Well, exactly, and I didn't see what happened with Alabama. I was talking about the first game that was Oregon and Florida. And the Florida team did not come out on most of the Florida team, however, the quarterback did, who was the one who was undefeated. And he did come out. You saw his face. And he just came out and he said, we watched a little snippet on that this morning where he had said in one of the interviews that, you know, losing it isn't a vocabulary. But he said, you know, you can't always be A plus. There's days that you try, but, you know, things fall apart or somebody plays better. Yeah. Okay. But
it went sideways on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now the Ohio State and, the Ohio State game in Alabama, I thought that was just a wonderful game. And and afterwards everybody seemed to be pretty good. Everybody was shaking hands. The coach from Alabama, who I thought that was Saban, is the coach.
Yeah, he is. And he is the coach from Alabama. Yeah.
Okay. He came over and he congratulated Urban from Ohio State. And everybody thought Alabama was gonna beat Ohio State by a couple of touchdowns. Mm-hmm. But I tell you what, that third string quarterback that Ohio State brought out there. This kid is 6'5" and throws the ball about 100 yards down the field. And then when he runs, it's like a Cape Buffalo racing through the line. There's people hanging on him. He's running over people. And these are big defenders.
It was fun to
watch. It was a great game.
He ran like a
260-pound halfback.
He did. And I tell you what, And it was a well-fought game, and the coaches afterwards were great. When they told the coach from Ohio State, and they said, Oregon, he's sitting there, and they said, Oregon beat Florida State by 40 points. He says, he gets up, and he says, we got work to do.
Yes, they do.
Anyway.
Yes, they do. It was a very entertaining
game. It was very entertaining.
So,
absolutely.
You know what? I think the first iteration is, there's some things that happen by kids that they've got to take action on it, and they will. I don't think the Oregon State kids should be suspended at all. I think there should be, you know, frankly, the coach said, okay, fine. You guys acted like three jerks or four jerks. Fine. Write an apology to Florida State and make them, have them all sign it and send it down to them.
Right. Right.
Well, in keeping with military tradition, which they are not, but regardless, they could all get them together and do a little selfie of singing the fight song of the other team.
There you go, and be nice about it. Yeah, there you go.
No, but I do think that this is something that I do think that the team that walked off the field without congratulating the other team should be reprimanded in some way. Maybe it's an apology, letter of apology, unsportsmanly-like conduct. I just feel that that was in very bad taste, and the world is watching. What are you doing to show the world what kind of athlete, what kind of personality are you?
And Coach Bob, you're right though. It comes from the top. When those kids are walking off
the very, very pinnacle,
when they're walking off the field, there were coaches out there that could have stopped that.
Yep, they should have been.
They could have. You know, I'm not saying the head coaches, because maybe the head coach had it went right across the field.
He was walking across the field.
Yeah, but those other coaches should have stopped those kids and turned them around. And said, get out there. Right, you lost. Now go out there and shake hands.
Right at the locker room.
They missed a real chance for a leadership right there. Okay.
Yes, they did. That's the best point of all of this call. They missed a great chance for a learning moment.
Experience. That's right. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Coach Bob.
Have a great day, guys.
Thank you. Well, there's nothing worse than, like you said, Carl. Okay, you're right. We're going to take a break. But, you know, it's a bummer to see a sore loser. The real winning comes in, even if you lose, the winning comes in and how you handle being gracious in that moment. We're going to take a break. KCNR 1460.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Better health means better business. Adamson's Peak Performance now offers businesses a variety of services aimed at making your employees healthier, fitter, and more productive. Our corporate wellness services include corporate membership rates, group personal training, discount personal training rates, fitness lectures and motivational talks, as well as customized corporate wellness plans. To schedule a corporate wellness consultation with Eric or to learn more, call us at 221-8006 or visit adamsonspeakperformance.com.
Did you know Turtle Bay offers free admission to active duty military families? Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Liberty on the Border, is a perfect opportunity to enjoy this perk. Starting October 11th, you can learn why the Civil War came about and the impact it still has on society today. Liberty on the Border is presented by Senator Maurice and Marianne Johannesson, supported by Best Western Plus Hilltop Inn, C.R. Gibbs American Grill, and KCNR 1460 AM Free Fire Media. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me here on KCNR 1460 AM at 6 p.m. on Thursday nights for On the Spot with Linda Bott. You'll hear wonderful interviews with musicians, artists, winemakers, chefs, business owners, and designers, just to name a few. Girls just want to have fun, and we do. Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here with On the Spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, and Wind River Casino and Hotel.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Happy, happy New Year. I hope everybody's New Year was safe and that you started off this year really good. Health and happiness. Now, we talked a little bit about what happened in those bowl games. Let me read something to you. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve you long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue or walk with kings, nor lose your common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and which is more, you'll be a man, my son. Rudyard Kipling wrote that. In the it's my favorite poem. It's called If. And that's not all of it. But the part about it is they lost. They gave it their all, and they lost. But here's your chance to be a man. And they lost that. And see, that this is something they will never regain. They will have to work at it to regain that. Those guys that walked off and the coaches that let them. It doesn't mean that they can't recover it. They will. They can. But they're going to have to work at it. Anyway, hey, this portion of our show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, our friends there, Joe and Shelley. What a great year this is going to be, because Joe and Shelley and Tobacco and Brew are in our lives. They've been in our lives since August the 4th, 2007.
You're fantastic.
Our very first show I had at an unnamed radio station. And they've been with us the whole time, but I tell you what, they take care of veterans. They take care of our community. Espresso Joe's with the greatest coffee and hot drinks and coffee you can buy.
And they sell wine and
everything. Finest humidor. In all of Northern California, that you're going to find all of the great, great cigars and tobacco in there. And then, of course, just the attitude of
loose
everybody
tobacco,
there.
Loose tobacco, e-cigs.
E-cigs, just, everything.
Just, you know.
Want a vape? They can do it there. Mm-hmm. You know, but the thing about it is they're just really great people, and they take care of our community. They take care of our veterans, and they're just really nice. So, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, very successful, and they share it with our community. I can't say enough about them. Okay, moving on. Just some other things. Hey, if you think that it's crowded down at DMV now, Savannah, it's going to get a little more crowded. The illegals can now get driver's licenses. That's right. Illegals, aliens, can get driver's licenses in California. But they must submit proof of identity and residence.
Okay.
Also, it's the written and road test, so they don't get extra, you know, they don't get like bonuses by not having to take that. So they have to take the written and road test. Now, the question is, will the written test be in English? Answer, no! It isn't already, I think. I think you can take the written test in Spanish and Tagalog and different forms of Chinese and Korean. And then you take the road test. Now, does the guy giving the road test have to speak Spanish? If he says take a left, does he go alto? I don't know. Mm. I mean, somebody told me the other day they were very upset. They said I couldn't get a job. You know, I was being now interviewed for a job, and the question was, can you speak Spanish? Well, no, I speak English very well. I'm a college graduate, but I don't speak Spanish. I'm sorry, can't get the job because you don't speak Spanish. Oh, contraire. I don't know if that's discrimination or not. Why should you be able to? I guess as an employer, I could say, Savannah, do you speak Tagalog? And if Savannah is perfectly qualified but she doesn't speak Tagalog, you can't get the job. Well, or what other things can you do? But see, you can't discriminate against somebody by saying, okay, here's my board operator, but you have no feeling in your fingers or something like that. Well, you can't touch the buttons. I can't hire you because of that. Well, no, but I have this disability. My disability is I don't speak Spanish. Does that mean I don't get the job? And the thing is, it was an American business. I mean, it didn't say that it was predominantly, it wasn't a Spanish business. I don't think I can tell people they've got to speak English during work. I think that's already come back and said, you can't force people to do that during working hours. You can't force them to speak Spanish or speak English. But you can force them to speak English if they're dealing with customers, of course, unless they're dealing with people that don't speak English. Anyway, the DMV is going to have, they fear 1.5 million illegals are going to hop into the, go down and get their driver's license, which is going to have something on it that says government restricted or something like that on it someplace. And you can't use it for as a federal identification card. I just, and I, I just love this sometimes. You like eggs? You like eggs out there?
Well, they're going to be on the rise.
Eggs are going to cost more.
Mm-hmm.
We have the new cage rules. And this is not cage fighting. It's also man getting excited. These are cage rules for the chickens. Yes. And so the chickens have to have more room. You know, and frankly, I don't have too much of a problem with this. To hold a living creature in a very small spot, they can't even move. You know, I mean, and the production of eggs. I'm thinking to myself, yes, they're animals, but you know what? Hold them in an area, and okay, call me a environmental wacko. I just don't think that's right.
So when they say free open, range, you pay more for free range.
Well, yeah, but these aren't free range. What it is, it's a bigger cage.
Yeah, that they can spread their wings.
They got to be able to spread their wings and walk around in it. And the thing about it though is that it is going to cost more money for eggs because what that does is it cuts down on the amount of space that you have in your chicken coops or whatever they call them, their chicken factory, their egg factories. But here's the other kicker. If you're going to sell eggs in California, and California is the largest egg consumer in the nation, if you're going to sell them from Ohio or Indiana or Texas, you've got to meet the same requirements as California growers. Ah. So if you're selling, if you're sending me eggs from Ohio, which they do, because a bunch of the people that are yelling about it are coming out of Ohio. He says, I've lost half of my production area because that's how much, you know, more I've had to spread out the cages. So that cuts down on, if I had 1,000 chickens, now I only have 500 chickens, which means I have less eggs, which means the eggs are going to cost more. Let's just face it. It's like beef has gone up. Now this does not mean they're free-ranging chickens because that's completely different than what they're talking about. Free-ranging chicken means just that. It wanders around out there like Lazy 69 and it comes back at night. They round them up and, you know, they push them back in at night and they, you know, lay their eggs and they go out again during the day. And I had great stories from Lazy 69 and also tragic stories when dogs get out there.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, he says he's constantly was in a battle with dogs, feral dogs, wild dogs,
mm-hmm.
that would catch chickens out there and not just kill them and eat them, just kill them. Yeah, I mean, he had one day they killed like over 100 of his mm-hmm. chickens, free-ranging chickens out there. So not only does he have to, you know, he loses that 100 chickens production. And I saw a photo, so yes, it was. And thank goodness he was able to catch the dogs that did it. And but then he has to buy 100 more chickens for the production. And everybody knows if you get chickens are too young, they can't produce. And they only produce for so long, an egg a day, if they're happy. Anyway, okay, enough about chickens. I'm sorry. It just kind of is weird. Because the other thing that's going up, even though how gas has dropped so dramatically – and you talk about this, about the drop in gas, and how this is also probably one of the reasons that there's going to be world's a more dangerous place because of the drop in gas prices, is because Iran and Saudi Arabia are in this battle. Iran wants Saudi Arabia to raise the gas price. Saudi Arabia is keeping them low, and you may see gas, oil production, you may see the barrel of oil be down to like, you know, like $25 a barrel. And if that happens, and this is having a huge impact on Russia, on Iran, on Indonesia, on Venezuela is just toast, and Cuba, which relies on so much money from Venezuela, well, Venezuela is lost because the price of oil has gone down so low. It's making, some people are saying it's making the world a little bit more dangerous out there. So.
Why is that?
Well, because they're losing their economies, and they're losing their economies. They start getting a little bit, they get a little more aggressive, like Russia. Russia right now, the ruble is in a terrible straits. It's losing, you know, percentage points by, you know, it goes in, you know, double digits at a time. So the ruble is worth less. And then, the price of oil keeps dropping. And some people are saying they're fighting it because Saudi Arabia wants Iran to implode. Because they're afraid of Iran, because Iran is a bunch of it's a terrorist supporting state, just like North Korea and some of these others. The whole thing's a mess. But here in the United States, the latest poll shows that of all the and this poll is from worldwide, that of all the developed countries, all the first world countries, the United States is the happiest. That the United States, when the people wake up in the morning, they're happy. They're happy to be here. And you'll find them in other countries that are like first world, you know, and industrial nations. They're not happy. They're not happy like Americans. Isn't that great? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. Congressman Doug LaMalfa, we hope, is going to be joining us.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. The top Democrat in the U.S. Senate is recovering from several broken bones this morning. A spokesman says 75-year-old Harry Reid suffered a number of broken ribs and fractured bones in his face when a piece of exercise equipment he was using broke and knocked him to the floor. Reid is expected to be in Washington for the start of the new session of Congress next week. In Surabaya, Indonesia, U.S. military helicopters transporting some of the 21 bodies of victims of Air Asia Flight 8501 recovered from the Java Sea today, the most productive day so far in a week of searching. Still missing, though, the main debris field and the flight recorders. Officials are about to deploy more sonar equipment in their search for an area that is about the size of the state of Delaware. Former New York Governor Mario Cuomo being remembered as a leading liberal voice during his 3 years in office. Cuomo passed away yesterday just hours after his son Andrew took the oath for another term.
He couldn't be here physically today, my father, but my father is in this room. He's in the heart and mind of every person who is here. He's here and he's here. And his inspiration and his legacy and his experience is what has brought this state to this point.
The elder Cuomo was 82. One person dead, half dozen injured after gunfire erupted at a New Year's party in Calgary, Canada.
As far as I know, it was a shooting that occurred within the residence. How it unfolded or what the cause or catalyst of that was, it remains under investigation.
Also at SRNnews.com, Oregon will meet Ohio State in the college championship game January 12th in Dallas. The Ducks beat Florida State. The Buckeyes upset number one Alabama in New Year's Day bowl games. This is SRN News.
The American Health Association reports that many Americans over 40 do not produce enough nitric oxide. It's a key component in promoting healthy circulation and a healthy heart, but our nitric oxide levels fall naturally as we age. Neo 40 is the leading nitric oxide boosting lozenge, backed by clinical studies from UT Austin. Try Neo 40 daily now by going to Mike40.com or call 800-901-4391. Ask for the Gallagher Special and order a 2-month supply. You'll get 1 month absolutely free. You'll receive free saliva testing strips so you can measure your nitric oxide levels and see the results for yourself. You'll also receive a free book, The NO Solution. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Try Neo 40 daily today. Go to Mike40.com. That's Mike40.com. Or call 800-901-4391. That's 800-901-4391.
Authorities are planning to go back on board a fire-ravaged Greek ferry, which is now at an Italian port after being towed across choppy Adriatic seas. Part of the inspection today will involve a search for any more bodies from the blaze that killed at least 11 people. A second cargo ship full of migrants to be abandoned by its smuggler crew this week is now being towed to Italy. An Icelandic Coast Guard ship has latched onto this Sierra Leone flag vessel with about 450 migrants on board. An Italian Coast Guard commander says it took rescue teams several hours as to struggle in rough seas to secure the ship. Rescuers had responded to a distress call. Artillery fire into a wedding party in southern Afghanistan now under investigation by an Afghan government team, and all soldiers in the area have been confined to their base. The artillery barrage from two directions killed at least 28 people, most of them women and children. This is SRN News. The foundation that will select the site of the Obama Presidential Library has voiced its displeasure with the University of Chicago.
In an unusual move this week, the Barack Obama Foundation let it be known that it was unhappy with Chicago's proposals. In particular, the fact that the University of Chicago can't guarantee access to its proposed Southside sites because they sit on City Park District property. The blunt warning through the media appeared designed mainly to prompt the university to improve its proposal. Three other schools are bidding for the library rights: the University of Hawaii, the University of Illinois at Chicago, and Columbia University. Greg Clugston, SRN News, Washington.
The nation's largest population of immigrants in this country illegally will be able to apply for driver's licenses beginning today. The California Department of Motor Vehicles says it expects 1.4 million people to apply over the next 3 years. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Wally Hines.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bob.
Good morning.
Happy New Year!
Yes!
Happy New Year. What'd you do on New Year's Eve, by the way? We can talk to people about that. I'm going to talk to Savannah because she's got this tattoo on her forehead. I'm just wondering, was that New Year's? Is that a New Year's Eve tattoo?
Yeah, do you like what it says?
Well, it does. You know? It's got KCNR written backwards. So you look in the mirror, it says the right thing, huh? Okay. All right. Hey.
This is back off or, let's see, cab foe.
Cab foe. Okay. Here you go.
Currently 30 degrees in the downtown with our morning frost this morning. Be careful. With our temperatures reaching a high of 53 today, mostly clear tonight with our lows getting down to 36. Tomorrow, sunny with temperatures reaching 56, partly cloudy in the evening around 39. And Sunday, a beautiful 57. Partly sunny, mostly cloudy with our lows of 43. That's our weekend forecast here from KCNR. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas of Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Okay. Shall we go to...
Yeah, let's go right to our Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
On the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're fine. Happy New Year, Congressman.
Yes.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, I understand.
Happy so far?
Oh, yes,
it has been. And you know what? And then you're supposed to call, and you called right on time.
Thank you.
We only got you for a few minutes, huh?
Yeah, lots to do here.
Are you down here back in California?
Yeah. We've been thankfully for the American people, off since about December 12th from being in Washington.
Oh.
We've just been in the district, and of course... enjoying some holiday time
for
family and friends in our community.
Yeah.
Too,
so. Did you have a good New Year's?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So
nice. Still stuff going on though. Last night we had a very somber occasion. The Chico Police Department held a memorial for fallen officers around the country. This year is 188 of them. And,
wow.
That's the figure they had, and so it was very, very somber, but a very good thing to participate in, especially with all the fire that law enforcement's under these days. I think unnecessarily a media-driven handful of factions driving this issue, and I think it's really doing a disservice. And I think we as citizens are going to be on the short end of this if this keeps up, because if nobody wants to go into law enforcement, they already have their hands tied. Especially in this wacky state with Prop 47 passing here last November and AB 109 and what we face with trying to, you know, manage the jails and the courts and everything else. I mean, if you don't want people to go into law enforcement, then just everybody get behind this narrative that's going on coming out of the big cities with these protests and stuff. So, man, it's not good. So we need to support our folks in blue.
It is.
Absolutely.
And it's it just saw where two West Virginia officers just got shot yesterday when they pulled over a guy, and it turns out that the people they ended up arresting had
bodies in their car. So, I mean, it's, you know, people, they focus on a couple of things and not correctly, and they forget all the other things that, you know, that our police are out there and they're getting, you know, we've lost 10% of our police force in Reading due to injuries when they're trying to arrest somebody and they're fighting them, they're under meth, and, I mean, at any one time, we've got close to 10% of our force on medical leave. It's not, you know, it's not even funny.
And what I'm talking to the Chico officers about is Reading is one of the more attractive forces to be with as far as pay and benefits. That you know, Reading's a magnet for some of the Chico ones. So well, I mean, what are we looking at? If it's hard to keep them in Reading, as well as overall, you know, without having to lower qualification standards.
Yeah, I don't think it's too hard to keep them ready. Yeah, that is. We are attractive, I'm sure, to other things.
Well, you know, that's just anecdotal for me. I'm not getting in the middle of that deal. But,
Can we say unfunded liabilities? Yeah.
But, you know, the overall picture here is how nice is it to be a cop right now?
Yeah, you're right.
With the attacks and the media's driving it, you got these hacks like Al Sharpton out there somehow being given credibility. Anyway, you know, there's probably a lot of things you want to talk about today, but that's a front burner issue right now. I think it's going to be a giant problem if we, as a nation, don't get behind what's right on this.
Yeah, I've already heard things like slower response times because they don't want to go into certain areas. So because they're afraid that there could be violence. And
Carl, our connection's not the greatest today. What was that?
Okay, I'm just saying is that they're talking about response times in the sense that. If there's a chance there could be violence there, that they don't want to be on the other end of, even if they're doing everything they can possibly do correctly, and there's still problems. Anyway, you're right though. Let's move on. The Republicans are taking over. The GOP is taking over not just the House but the Senate. What can we expect immediately in the first 90 days, Congressman?
Well, we've got a pretty ambitious start. We want to do coming out of the chute here. I'll be sworn in again here on the 6th is when the new Congress will convene. So, again, thank you. I'm honored, people of the North State, the 1st Congressional District, that you would allow me to do this for two more years. It's quite a task, a pretty tough one, but, you know, we've got a lot to do. But that said, I think coming out of the chute, we're not going to have any district work weeks for a while. It's going to be 6 weeks straight of trying to catch up on an agenda that's going to promote positive things for the economy, for energy, for making sure that what we're doing with our foreign affairs is making sense, you know, at least is what Congress can do. I mean, we still have a White House that's going to be hostile, perhaps even more so, because he doesn't have Harry Reid covering for him over in the Senate. So On the House side, we can do the things that we've continue on what we've been trying to do the last really 4 years with the Republican majority. We'll have more reinforcements there because we're going to have a 246 seat majority in the House. And so what you're really looking at is what is the Senate going to be able to do for us? Well, it's not a miracle thing, okay? We shouldn't overblow it here, but with the Republican majority, you no longer have Harry Reid stopping everything as it comes in from the south door of the Senate as it came down the hallway from the House. It's just, you know, it's just one hallway. We're not that far apart in the building. But everything stops at his desk, pretty much, unless he likes it, signs off on it. With our new leader, Republican leader in place, these bills will go to committee, they'll be brought to the floor, and they will have an opportunity to at least have a public vote taken upon things such as, you know, the energy policy we need, or cutting back government spending, or advancing a good defense mechanism, VA, whatever it's going to be. It isn't going to require such a convoluted set of add-ons that the Senate would add on in order to mm-hmm. reform these measures.
We will get
votes on them now. So when we have 54 Republicans in the Senate, there's still a requirement for 60 votes to take certain actions, like you know, the cloture vote. So, you know, it isn't going to be just rubber stamp, boom, there goes the Republican agenda. There will still be some requirements to get through things. But, you know, in simple majority votes, Republicans should be able to advance those types of reforms and measures out of the Senate.
Well, you know, that's like I said, I'm really looking forward to seeing what's going to happen in the next 90 days. Two questions.
Yeah, the biggest difference you'll see is that some of these bills will get out that would have never had a chance before, and all of them can be brought for a vote. When you put it into the public eye, when you can hear these things in committee, when you can have the amendments that, you know, some of the really frustrated Republicans try and bring up, whether it's Rand Paul or others, amendment to bills that are moving, they can actually be heard. And then they'll be on public record. You know, if Republicans support them, they'll have those I votes. And if Democrats won't support them, or, you know, some of them feel like they better because they fear for their election, it'll be on record now instead of just vaguely hidden in a desk somewhere. Uh-huh. So that's exciting in that context.
Okay, two things. The Keystone Pipeline, is that going to be pushed out, you think?
You know, it came pretty close last time when Mary Landrieu was trying to use it to save her skin in Louisiana there. And so with the 9 additional Republicans in the Senate, if it gets past the 60-vote requirement cloture vote, which, you know, that's arcane Senate rules that I'm not completely familiar with, but it'll get out of our House. Getting past those a much smaller hurdle in the Senate, I don't see why not, because Mary Landrieu was able to pull some Democrats in to support that bill before she hit the doorway. So you would think with 9 new Republicans and whatever that number of Democrats that supported it, yes, they should be able to move that bill.
Great.
And, you know, thousands of miles of pipeline are laid each year in this country, and most of them aren't that much different than what Keystone's doing. Keystone happens to be maybe a little longer, a little more ambitious, but as far as the technology, as far as the product that's being moved, this has just turned into more of a poster boy for a battle royale amongst the two sides over whether we're going to have an energy policy in this country or not, or whether environmentalists could use this as their trophy, kind of like they do with tearing down Klamath dams, use that as their trophy to move forward and say, let's do more of this shutting down of our economy, of the use and development of resources. So it's more of a poster boy than it really is about the pipeline. You know, they've done some things to accommodate some particular environmentally sensitive areas as defined by some coming through Nebraska. You know, they accommodate that. So it's really more of a stubborn standoff type thing.
Okay. This new controversy with Steve Scalise, the majority whip.
First of all, like any of these things, we don't know all the facts yet, but I do know Steve Scalise. He's a good guy. And if you want the most telling, I think, summary of that, one of his colleagues from Louisiana, a Democrat, gentleman happens to be black, gave a very positive, I shouldn't say endorsement, a very positive assurance that Steve is a good guy, he's not these things that's trying to be drummed up. So if you have that from a person from the other party who happens to be black that says that he's not a bad guy, he's actually a very good guy and they work well together, I think you should take that to the bank and let the hype that that the usual hustlers are trying to make out of this die down, you know, at least until all the facts are actually in, like any other case out here. Why comment on something we don't have the facts on?
Okay.
So, you know, if he happened to speak to a group, wow, don't you try to speak to everybody? Don't you try and have that interface with everyone? I mean, you know, Steve's a regular guy. He's a man. Didn't Jesus himself go to where the problems were, where everybody needed to hear his what he had to say? No, that's obviously a much, much higher plane than anything.
I was going to say, we got a leap of faith there on that one, Doug.
Much, much higher, but you hear what I'm saying.
I hear what you're saying. Is that so if you know depends you know, if he's going to a place that's got, you know, questionable ethics or whatever, and he's talking to him, but hey, you know, things have changed and all this. That's one thing. If one's going in there and encouraging them, that's something else. But like you said, let's see what happened. If he's gotten a vote of approval from an opposite party and a person of color, let's hear what's happened there. What's happening with the Russian economy, the cost of oil? And I just talked about some things about dangerous spots in the world, where danger is going to be in 2015, and part of it, you know, a lot of it's going to be in the Middle East, and some of it's with Russia. And you mentioned something about doing things with our military. What kind of thoughts are there?
Well, yeah, certainly many things are manifesting themselves with, you know, we ought to be celebrating the price of oil going down, shouldn't we?
I am.
Probably most normal people at the pump are, right? And mm-hmm. So we're seeing it dip below in other more free states, where it's getting below $2 a gallon in some spots. And California, my understanding, is that we have new regulations put in, not by legislation, but by Mary Nichols and the CARB board to...
Cap and trade
at the refinery level in California. Well, there you go, everybody. Happy New Year. Another 30, 40, maybe up to 90 cents per gallon, depending how that plays out. So every other state might be a buck cheaper than California because we're playing the cap and trade game.
Well, that's going to help the economy.
Everyone else is, yes. So I don't know, you know, when Californians are going to get sick of it, but I hope they wake up soon. Sure gives more, even more impetus for Jefferson as people start realizing that. So anyway, with Russia, yeah, a massive amount of instability there. And the more Europe can do to wean itself or not get on the hook for having to use Russian energy, the better off they're going to be. And so when the U.S. has the ability to develop more natural gas and do it in the highly concentrated liquefied form and even become an exporter of that if we have a reasonable surplus, then let's do that instead of having our allies now be afraid to move because they're so dependent on energy from people that don't like them, like we had been with the Middle East. You know, that number's coming down. And so if the price of the petroleum coming down the Middle East helps put Iran up on a on an island by itself even more so with its economy, then maybe the actions we should be taking in Iran coupled with that, we can bring that regime to its knees on this development of nuclear arms. You know, if they don't have an economy, we should be having a type of a blockade on Iran instead of this negotiation John Kerry is supposedly doing with them that really, really gets their attention. And this energy thing is a part of it. What Russia's next move is, who knows? I mean, they've already gotten away with a lot over there. At what point does the U.S., along with Europe, do the type of sanctions that really gets their attention? Obviously, we don't need any more troop movements or any more things of that nature, but we certainly do need in this country is to project readiness, to project strength, and the more you can do that, the less you would ever have to even use your troops, your deployment of any of our military resources. We need to be 100% ready to go so we don't have to use it. It's just like being armed under your Second Amendment rights. If people know that, they're less likely to try you. So
that's the way it is. You know, you have to make yourself, you have to have a strong military so you'd be able to project, so people don't want you to do that.
So, Carl, yeah, I think we're going to have a very big focus on that in this upcoming year, military readiness as well as a continued crusade on this VA mess. You know, we put in pretty decent legislation last year, and they're looking for ways to sidestep it on the, you know, what we talked about with the proximity veterans have to VA service, you know, health services. If they don't have that service available to them within a certain reasonable mileage distance, they could go to private. Well, they're finding ways to try and sidestep that. So I know Chairman Miller and the committee are already hearing that, and so that'll be a continued battle as well. Because these bureaucracies need to work for us, for the people, for the veterans, whichever agency it is. We don't work for them, and so they need to explain to us what their better plan is going to be. And we need to be there with the oversight to do it.
I see all the indicators from all the polls are taken within the military. The morale is down. They've lost faith in the commander-in-chief and leadership at the highest levels and maybe some of the lower levels.
Well, look at the higher-level brass that's all being run out of there, retiring or forced out. Where's the leadership going to come from? Are we just going to, when we do, you know, if we keep downsizing to a level, then we decide sometime in 2 years that we need to upsize again. Where do we get that leadership back that has experience that's been around? We can't completely promote green or lower level guys to be the mid level. This is better discussed by somebody with that military expertise, but the concept does have me very concerned as well. I mean, we still have, oh, man, 2 years and 18 days left of this administration before we can really start putting things on.
I like the 2 years and 18 days and, what, 2 hours? 30 seconds.
See, it's 8:30 here. That means it's 11:30 back there, a half hour.
Well, you know, the whole thing is this, you know, they're giving out pink slips to guys in combat. They're, you know, here's one too, and I know you, I don't even know if you've even heard of this one. I think I passed it on, but I'm not sure. Is that the one of your fellow congressmen there has introduced a bill because they found the Army was discharging guys with PTSD with less than honorable discharges, so they didn't have to treat them. And that, you know, I would say that can't be true, except we've got one of those cases right here in town that ended in tragedy. And Aaron got...
legislation to correct that action,
correct,
right?
That action, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's abhorrent. I don't know how...
How could that, you know what...
How could anybody come to our committee and say that in public, that that's a good idea to have, you know... I don't imagine be at least dishonorable, right? What's
no, it was they give them less than honorable discharge, but what that does, it keeps them from getting into the VA to the treatment system. And I mean, it's just horrible. And like I said, that you know, I would have never believed that.
Look what we're talking about here. We're
veterans.
The public attack on law enforcement, and now this type of treatment of people that would be interested perhaps in joining the military. What's the incentive anymore? With the way you're treated as a human, as an individual, as a member of these, the way it's going right now. So we've got to change some pretty strongly. We have to change some attitudes of at least the way government interacts. You can't control Al Sharpton or what the irresponsible media is out there doing to hype this stuff, but maybe people can vote with their pocketbook on what cable news network they're going to watch or what newspaper they're going to buy or what organization they might send their dollars to. I mean, you ought to see these corporate people contributing to Sharpton's NAN network there. I mean, what a bunch of sellouts. So,
Well, he threatens them. He says, we're gonna go after you, and so they give him $100,000 or something.
Well, yeah, Jesse Jackson operated well on that for a lot of years. But, you know, I mean, at some point you have to have enough backbone to say, no, we're not giving to your organization, and if you want to pick it, go ahead, because... Hopefully there's still enough customers out there, Americans, that would want to even more so support our business because of what you stand for. You know, I mean, I just saw a blurb this morning where Jeff Foxworthy and Alan Jackson are going to go entertain at the NRA convention in Tennessee in January. So you've got the anti-gun groups out there saying, well, we should go after these guys. Like, well, I hope their sales of CDs and entertainment stuff for Alan Jackson and Jeff Foxworthy go up even more. Because they're out there supporting Second Amendment rights.
Well, they had.
I love it.
Well, there was. Leno, Jay Leno, canceled out of the NRA convention because of that. They threatened.
Oh, did he take it out?
Yeah, Jay Leno did.
Too bad.
I think it was it was the NRA convention. Anyway, I know we have just a few minutes left. Immigration. What's going to happen with that this year?
Well, you know, it's one crisis or another created by the White House, you know, and we have Cuba now. And so our tools are to pass legislation on further defining what our immigration policy is. We need to enforce our border. We need to have documented people be the ones that come over, not undocumented. We need not fund things that incentivize this flowing across the lines. You know, our southern border, northern border, whatever border. So those will be the actions we'll be looking at, is tightening our border, not closing it, but making it where we have a regulated border, much more so than what we have, and disincentivizing these giveaways for people that are not here under the law. I mean, here we go. California has 930 new laws that kicked into place yesterday while you're watching the Rose Bowl or the parade. And one of them is driver's license for illegal immigrants will be implemented sometime, whether it started yesterday or later in the year. Yeah. I mean,
1.4 million.
They fought for that for 10 or 12 years, and they finally got it. And supposedly, you know, the license will be marked differently than a regular one.
Uh-huh.
But we're giving away the farm here with this sort of thing. We're sending the completely wrong message for people that we're telling, yeah, we really would like you to obey the law, even though we don't have the... much of the mechanisms anymore under Prop 47, Prop 10, or AB 109, our overtaxed court system and jail system. I mean, man, folks, I hate to start the new year with all this here, but we're looking at a lot of problems here that we've got to dig out. It's just going to take common sense and looking at what's right and what's wrong and doing the right thing. And so, you know, we're not here for a popularity contest on this, and I'm ready to go do battle on my part. But we need the American people, we need Northern California people firmly behind what we're trying to do here to put just basic common sense, law and order, economics, employment, all those things in place that made America once strong and would be the remedy again to get out of what we're doing. But people have to pay attention to what actually works and not be caught up in the hype or all this garbage that goes around on the internet that would take us off the focus of what's right and wrong, instead have us chasing our tails over just silly things. You know?
That's true. Hey, we've got to take a break. Are you going to be? Oh, you need to run,
Congressman? I do need to run, sir. But thank you. Thank you both for having me on. And
Happy New Year. And I'm sure it's going to be a good, wonderful year. Then let's just think positive thoughts and
we're
movement.
Move forward with this.
It'll be good. You know, watch us on TV on the 6th. We'll be having the swearing in ceremony, and maybe I'll wave at you. So.
Oh, well, yeah. Hey, can you hold up the sign? Can you wear a KCNR hat?
They don't allow any hats on the floor, so that's why my white cowboy hat never makes it, nor the lady from Florida who wants to wear a bright red hat. So
perhaps
sometimes
you could,
I can sneak into committee with it, but you know how it is.
Well, I don't know. Maybe she, was there. You could have like a little logo on your pocket, Casey.
Well, congratulations, Doug.
Congratulations.
Seriously,
another
first Rocky movie, huh?
Yeah,
another two
on your back
years.
When you walk in. There's Casey and our 1460 on your back.
We appreciate you calling, our call and filling us in on what's happening where we got boots on the ground with you.
Look forward to it again, and be well. Happy New Year to you all on the radio land.
Thank you.
I'm sure we'll be seeing you soon. Bye-bye. Take care. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460.
Putting your feet up should be a luxury, not a necessity. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can keep you stuck inside with your feet up when you could be out tackling those New Year's resolutions and chasing the snow. You may have venous insufficiency, causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. Don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long, unless you're snuggled up in front of the fire. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are the vein and vascular treatment experts of the North State, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely and effectively treating varicose veins for over a decade. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can enjoy a new season of looking and feeling your best.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. Good morning. It is 8:34 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live here. The second day of 2015. Hoorah. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I went Monday. Had my hair cut. Had them all cut. Shaved around my ears. You know, they shaved around my ears.
Always
and
come
my
back
neck.
Happy.
And I always come back happy because that's man's last stronghold, one. And two, discounts for seniors and veterans. And it's just great haircuts. You know what? Even without the discounts, it's a great haircut, great place to go to, wonderful people that you're sitting there with. We all sit around and talk. We don't know anybody. You don't know the other customers usually, but it's just good people there. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway there. Okay.
You know, some things that are traditional. Just curious, Carl. And Savannah, let me ask you too. Have you ever done the polar bear plunge?
I have.
You?
I have.
I'm shocked. When and where?
When and where?
Yeah.
It was off the coast of California. It was a bunch of Marines. We decided that would be a great idea. And we ran down. We went for a run, a little run down to the beach, shed our clothing except for our swim gear.
Which skivvies?
Yeah, skivvies is essentially what it was. And we all ran to the – and we all ran charge. You sound like a bunch of pups. I got out. I said, "Oh, you know what? I'm dead. I'm just going to lay here and pretend I'm dead." You dive into. First of all, when your feet hit the water, you realize you're in trouble. Right then, I knew I was in trouble. But I kept running because my men were with me. We're all in there, and they're screaming and yelling. And then you dive into that first wave. Boom. All your breath goes out of you. You lose your shorts. I mean, it's just right there. And everybody comes out of the water. Not quite as quick, really. You're not as quick because you're not moving. You know, your heart has stopped. And you come back in rage. We had to do CPR, most of us. And we had jump starts. You know, people were there with electric cables to start us up, putting it on our nipples and starting us off. But it was cold. And I did that once. And then the next year around, thank God I had transferred because who knows? I might have had that same stupid idea again.
Well, it's really I guess it's a, what do you want to call it? A yearly event. They've actually had it here in Reading. yeah,
they have it down at the swimming pool
at the aquatic center.
Yeah, they do that every year. People jump in. There's been places in Chicago they break the ice. Okay, I would never go into a place where they have to break the ice. Savannah, have you done that?
No.
Okay, no. Mm-mm. Okay, Savannah, would you do that?
Well, I've cliff jumped into some cold water.
Right.
Where you think you're going to drown almost.
Yeah, because it takes your breath away.
You start to panic.
Yeah.
Because you can't breathe.
Yeah.
But imagine jumping into icy water. And I see this in Chicago and New York.
The polar plunge.
Into the water.
Polar bear plunge.
If there's ice in the water, you should be drinking it. Not swimming in it.
Or skating on it.
Oh, and that's what we do.
I don't know. There was a
great time.
We did. And I looked at the pond and I said, you know, I know that there was ice skates and I could have done that. I have a thing about not ice skating on a pond. I just can't do it.
Well,
sorry.
We have great friends and Mike and Bertha Mitchell that have a place. And but they have a pond there.
Yes. It's where they have the fishing.
And we all looked at it. Yeah, there's a lot of fishing.
The lodge for the fishing.
And we looked at it and said, my goodness.
How thick is it?
Mike has like 30 sets of ice skates. Well, do we want to do that? And we looked at the pond. And then what ended up happening was Eddie got into the hot tub. That's as close as we got to the water was that right there. But I was not going to do a polar plunge with ice skates on.
No. No. No matter how long the hook is. Okay, a couple things here in headlines. Of course, this is something that moving forward to May, you know what happens in May? Of course, it's the rodeo. It goes for months, but beforehand we get prepared, but it's a week long of festivities. But the contest starts for the 2015 rodeo parade, starting, through now and January 31st. It's for the theme of the rodeo. And that's always great because we're involved with the parade every year and we get a chance to see, the person that wins the contest theme gets to ride in the parade and, you know, get all kinds of really cool things. So it's just like the theme of the parade and they're going to get $100. No entries will be accepted after January 31st. Parade floats and entries are decorated in keeping with the winning theme. So that might be something very cool for those of you who are of a creative mind.
Yeah. And now also the Reading Rodeo Association is selling tickets now. You buy them now, you can save some money. And the way you do that is go to readingrodeo.com and select the buy tickets now option at the top of the screen or call the ticket office at 241-8559 and you can get tickets somewhat cheaper. And it's May 13th, remember, through the 16th. And that includes the Champions Challenge where we have the top-rated cowboys.
Wow.
And cowgirls of America, which means the world, because you don't see a lot of rodeos anywhere else, right here in Redding, California, and it is televised.
It's a blast. I know we get lost and we go to that rodeo, and they have chicks for chaps, and oh my gosh, for the whole week and everything. It's just
last year Savannah was in.
Love having those cowboys. Come on.
Last year Savannah entered the mutton busting. We convinced them that she was 6 years old. We told her to slump. And she rode, 4 seconds? The 5-year-old beat you bad. You know that. So, but you hung on really well, Savannah.
Thank you.
Yeah, because, you know, you look good out there, too. your little cowgirl stuff.
Okay, in Ferndale, the U.S. Geological Survey has downgraded an earthquake off the coast of Northern California to magnitude 5.1. Okay, the earthquake was centered in the Pacific Ocean about 70 miles west of Ferndale and struck at 4:16 a.m. Thursday. It was originally logged as magnitude 5.3, so it just went down just a few. The Victorian village of Ferndale sits about 100 miles south of the Oregon state line and about 275 miles north of Sacramento. An officer with the Ferndale Police Department said some slight shaking was felt in the area early Thursday, but no damage or injuries were reported. The earthquake was about 250 miles northwest of the epicenter of a magnitude 6.0 tremor that caused extensive damage in Napa and the surrounding area in August.
That's right. Now, okay, I don't want to be negative, but if you lived in a place, it seems to me a place named Ferndale, right? That is just setting itself up for some kind of like axe murderer. Or this is where this is where Friday the 13th. No, this is where Halloween should be filmed. Ferndale, California, where Halloween was filmed. All right, we talked to some people this weekend also that are this week who lived, they call themselves fogheads.
Yeah.
Because they live on the coast, Arcata and all
they
these places.
They went to school, yes.
Great people. I mean, really nice people. But they talked about this big tidal wave they had back in the 60s or the 70s? This tidal wave came in and just went through these towns and just emptied them. And it was caused by an earthquake off the coast of Alaska. So they take that stuff pretty seriously. There was one a few years ago. You remember that one. But this one was, I guess, 20, 30 years ago. And it came through this one town. And I'm thinking it's Crescent City, but it may have been a little bit further south. It came through into the town.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I had like 10 feet of water and then went back out. And
Crescent City.
And it takes everything with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I found that one kind of interesting.
Tsunami.
Yeah. Anyway, fogheads.
Okay. One other thing in the news that, you know, Carl, I'm sure you're going to want to expound on. I'm just going to read quickly through this article. Physician Praveen Arla is witnessing a reversal in healthcare fortunes. Poor, long, and uninsured patients are getting Medicaid through Obamacare and finally coming to his office for care. But middle-class workers are increasingly staying away. It's flipped-flopped, says Arla, who helped his father run a family practice in Kentucky. Patients with job-based plans, he says, will say, my deductible is so high, I'm trying to come to the doctor as little as possible.
Well, yeah, the deductible, and I agree, because we've had people here tell us that their deductible has gone up $6,000.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and so they've got to pay that first. And so, you know, I mean, this is, people don't realize, and then Medicaid payments have just been cut in half.
And Congress has to do something about that. I didn't get a chance to ask.
I didn't ask Doug. I was going to ask
next
him.
Time. Yeah, about the, you know, what are you going to do about that?
Okay, the average single care coverage deductible among covered workers with a general annual deductible in the West Coast is about $1,307. In the Midwest, it's about $1,294. In the Northeast, it's about $1,099. In the South, it's about $1,172. That's your common deductible. A recent Commonwealth Fund survey found that 4 in 10 working-age adults skipped some kind of care because of the cost. And other surveys have found much of the same. The portions of workers with annual deductibles, what consumers must pay before insurance kicks in, yep, rose from 55% 8 years ago to 80% today, according to research by the Kaiser Family Foundation. And a Mercer study showed that 2014 saw the largest one-year increase in enrollment in high-deductible plans, from 18% to 23% of all covered employees.
Well, I wonder why. Oh, Obamacare. Yeah. Hey, but let's talk about something that's positive when it comes to health care. How about Owens Pharmacy? If you've got multiple prescriptions, they can be a real hassle, right? Well, what Owens Pharmacy has done is they've started MedSync. MedSync is really simple. They take all of your prescriptions, they put them all so they come out on one day so that you can pick up your prescriptions on one day. And this is, I mean, can you imagine how much time and effort that can save you and worry? Not only that, but say you can't make it there. It's a bad day, but you need your prescriptions. Owens delivers for free. That's right. Owens delivers for free. There's six locations here in town. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 6. But here's the other thing. Here's the last thing I want to talk about. Pharmacists are your last line of defense when it comes to checking those prescriptions out. If they see something that doesn't, you know, that's not what it was before, if it's changed radically, they're going to call the doctor. They're going to check this out because they know that maybe what's changed. You know, I've noticed this because you are my customer. I know you by name. Owens is locally owned, and, you know, they've expanded out. We've had their pharmacists in here, and what great people. They care about their patients. Owens Pharmacy, right here, six locations in Reading, opened Monday through Friday from 9 to 6. We'll be right back after these messages.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as a certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media sound bites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area, and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Happy New Year! 8:48 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Look, it's 30 degrees out there. It's going to be cold. It's been cold. It's going to be colder. Where do you go to make sure your heater's working, make sure those filters are working, make sure those air ducts are working, make sure you're just working? Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642. If you have an emergency, they'll work on it for 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They've been doing this for 20 years. Any type of heating or cooling systems, they've got it under control. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, Martin and his people, plus all the different other things they do to support this community. That's what we love about local. This is why we love pushing local businesses or promoting local businesses, because, like us, they care about the community. They're not here to get your money and ship it off to New York. They're here because they like being here, and they take care of their friends. They take care of their customers. It's the greatest thing about living in Reading. One of the great things is the businesses. Alliance Heating and Air is one of those reasons.
Integrity. You know, integrity. That's the big word this year, integrity.
That's the word for this year, integrity.
Integrity. And you know, I think that's a good resolution within yourself. You know, sometimes I'll stop and I'll say, I have to think about, you know, why am I doing this? What's the integrity around this? How do I feel about, you know, maybe this person or this association? You know, we'll just, you know, ask about the reasoning behind it, you know, and you know from your gut and your instincts when there are people who are doing things that have integrity. And I think we totally feel blessed here that we have some companies that we're associated with that are sponsors of this show, and we love to love them back.
Yeah, you know what, and they've helped make us a success, and we hope we've been able to help them. That's for sure.
Let's go to the phones, Henry.
Good morning.
Happy New Year. What's
Henry
on your mind?
Well, a little on the lighter side. I've been listening to all the things that are going on the first, but nobody's mentioned New Year's resolutions. So my question is, do you know why cats don't make New Year's resolutions?
That's a good one.
Okay,
what?
Wait a minute. Savannah, put your hand over the
Can't wait to hear this one.
The cover switch here. Okay, why,
well,
Henry?
You're absolutely perfect. What possible resolution could you make to improve upon that? With that, I'll leave you go.
Hey, thanks a lot, Henry. Happy New Year, my friend. Take care. You know what?
And if this life doesn't work, you've got eight others. So, you know, keep trying.
That's true, though. A cat just, you know, a cat sits there and just, you know, a dog.
Aren't I fabulous?
Here's a dog. Okay, like the puppies today. She's whining. She wants to be. But here's the biggest difference between a dog and a cat. A dog looks at a human and says, they must be gods. Look at, they give me food and water. They take me out. They pet me. Oh, my, they are gods. The cat looks at humans and says, they feed me, they water me, they brush me, I must be a god. There's the difference. There's the difference between dogs and cats, just right there. I'm not going to get into the differences between men and women. Okay. You know one of the main reasons?
Oh, God.
You know what one of the biggest differences between being a boss changes after being in the military?
What?
Okay, you've been in the military for 30 years. You know, you lead thousands of people. You go into life and death situations. You know, your success, when you're ready to retire, they don't just give you a little watch. They give you a parade. You know, a lot of these people come in, you know, they make a big thing on it. You know, they say, look at a great job you've done. They put a medal on you. I mean, it's cool. It's cool. Come on. You wake up and you walk in the morning. Good morning, sir. Oh, good morning. You know, it's great. It is good. But you've earned that. You've gotten to that point. How do things change?
When you become like a civilian?
When you become a civilian.
And you're a boss?
and you're the boss. Well, I can tell you how it changes around here real quick. I didn't even get a Happy New Year from Savannah.
I knew that was
coming. You knew that was coming, right? Okay, I just threw that one in, Savannah, because I've been banging on Savannah here for a little bit about, where's my Happy New Year, Savannah? Here's my Happy New Year, Savannah. You know, Nate's not even back yet. I'm just going to pound on him when he gets back. You can't make people do push-ups. Okay, Savannah, give me 10 push-ups then. You know, Savannah will say, you know what? You're crazy. You know, not only that, but I think you're harassing me now, and I'm going to turn you in. Can't make people do push-ups. Here is, but this is something, and on this one, it's a little more serious here, but decisions aren't life and death decisions. And what's one of the things I say a lot?
If nobody's bleeding,
then it can't be that serious.
Yeah.
There's no blood on the deck.
There's no blood on the table.
There's no blood on the table. There's no blood on the deck. Then it can't be that serious. You know, we can work past that.
Uh-huh.
I think that's one of the things. A great story. This one company, a young guy hired this older guy. He knew he'd been in the military, but this guy was always late. He was always like 5 or 10 minutes late. He did a wonderful job. He was great, but he was always 5-10 minutes late. And it just rankled on the boss. So one day this guy walks in, he's like 8 minutes late. And he says, "Excuse me." He says, "John, what did you, in your last job, when you'd walk in 5 or 8 minutes late, what did the people say to you?" "Well, they'd usually say, 'Good morning, General.'" I love that one, too. Anyway, let's go to the phones.
Charles, good morning. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning. It's Novium Goldum.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Means Happy New Year.
In Russian.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, got a Jeff Foxworthy joke.
Okay.
Okay. As long as it can
be
said.
We were talking about Jeff Foxworthy earlier in the
show. Yes,
yes. Uh-huh.
You know you're a redneck when, if you're driving down the interstate and you see a billboard that says, "Just say no to crack," and it reminds you to pull your pants up.
Good one. Attention plumbers.
Oh, Charles, thank you for starting our
year
off.
I like that.
You and Henry. Gosh, you know what? You two guys are usually in here pretty serious. I'm liking that we're starting
off. We need that.
It's
Friday.
January
remember.
2nd, 2015, and we're starting our new year off with some good thoughts.
Is Alan Jackson the other one of the two that the...
Yeah.
Performing, and he's a country star, so he'll...
Yeah, he's the guy who drives that 51 Mercury, isn't he?
Well,
yes.
I don't know.
He wrote a song about it.
Who was the one that was supposed to come here a couple years ago to the... Remember to the fairgrounds, and they were having that big country western thing that didn't come off? Who was the...
Ricky Skaggs?
No, it was... But who was the singer for that? That didn't have enough money to pay him? Everybody went bankrupt
on
that one?
Oh, my goodness. That was down in Anderson. Right.
Anyway.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, Charles, Happy New Year, buddy.
Thanks. Hey, you know, we got just a few minutes left here on this 2nd of January. And again, thanks so much for, you know, I want to shout out to Sun Gold and the people in our chat packs that come in the morning and we're talking and we're looking to see what you're saying. And, you know, everything that we're talking about this morning, a lot of things that we talked about this morning, you commented on, we're having a conversation. And I just love that. Thank you so much.
And Sun Gold, let me get by with Ferndale saying that's where they should have filmed, it sounds like the place that should have filmed Halloween. She says Ferndale is very charming.
It is very charming.
Then she sends me a link.
Have you been to Ferndale?
No. I mean.
Okay, well, that's, you know, you can go to Ferndale
minute.
On, well, you know what, would, we went
know,
on a,
do you know if you're
yes,
in Ferndale?
Yes. Ferndale is a Victorian, darling Victorian houses. It's famous for its Victorian houses. And it's on the coast. And here's the cool thing is, if I'm not mistaken, 36, we started a motorcycle trip once with a group of people that ended up in Ferndale, but we turned around at the place and went back. You were supposed to go to Ferndale, but didn't. So
it was raining.
No, we just decided.
I'm a fair weather rider.
We decided to turn around and come back because we had probably a show to do or business
or something.
Couldn't
like
just
that.
Take 3 or 4 days and just go
off at that particular time. We did a 2-dayer. Okay. Next Monday, Enjoy the Magazine will be with us. First Monday of the month. Tell us what's going on like that. We've got all types of things set up for next week in this new year. We're going to be talking about State of Jefferson. What's going on with the state of Jefferson? Well, we're going to get a briefing on that because I think it's interesting that it's a major story
And we have to stay, you know, stay on top of that. New laws, new gun laws. We're going to be talking to the gun owners of California. We're going to be having just any number of people coming in, of course, talking about the new laws. 931 new laws.
931
new laws just came into effect. This is on top of the thousands of others that are out there. And also this is, there's, you know, and we're going to be bringing in health experts to be talking about the impacts on insurance and on people, because people are going to get fined this year for last year because they didn't sign up for Obamacare. How much is that? And what about the laws that's going to affect the businesses that say if you've got over 50 employees, you've got to have this much insurance? And what are the changes in 2015? A lot of changes in Obamacare, and it's not going to be ones you like. So all these things are happening. And what about the new gun laws? What about the new gun laws that you just kind of there's guns you can't buy anymore? You can't buy them because, oh my gosh, they haven't gone through the $150,000 worth of tests, even though they've changed a screw on the grip of a pistol. Oh, got to go back and send it through again. Another way for California to try and do away with your rights given to you, fought for by our forefathers under the Constitution and the Second Amendment. Anyway, a lot of things happening. We got all types of new shows going on.
This weekend.
We're not changing. This weekend, we've got lots of things.
Wonderful radio.
There you go. All these new shows, All In on Sunday with Patrick Jones and Tom Corrado and Rob Burrows. That goes from 11 to 12. That's our newest show. We've got shows range starting now on Saturdays from 8 o'clock in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. 8 o'clock in the morning till 2 in the afternoon on Sundays. Anyway. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year,
Happy
Linda.
New Year.
And thank you for marrying me on January the 1st, 7 years ago.
I thank
love
you for
you.
Marrying
you
me.
You made my life so happy. You made my life exciting. Happy New Year, Savannah. Happy New Year, everybody. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The Palestinians want to join the International Criminal Court, and they've now submitted the necessary paperwork to the UN. The move would enable them to seek war crimes charges against Israel. Visiting American delegation attacked in the West Bank, reportedly by Jewish settlers. The U.S. officials are there to investigate claims of damage to Palestinian property. The outgoing Senate majority leader on the mend after suffering exercise-related injuries. His office says Democrat Harry Reid was working out at home when a piece of equipment he was using broke. He broke some ribs and facial bones. Also at SRNnews.com, they're pulling more bodies from the Java Sea where the AirAsia plane crashed. 30 bodies recovered so far, 21 today. Meanwhile, the BBC's Alice Budasatrio says there's an attempt to recover some key pieces of the doomed jetliner.
A multinational team of specialists